T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Would you ask a foreign leader to investigate one of your political opponents?
Well, you have to understand here in this particular, I haven't, but in this particular case, the threshold question is, what did Burisma, Zelensky, Joe Biden, and Hunter Biden do? And in this case, I have a huge issue with the fact that Hunter Biden, with no energy experience, with no Ukraine experience, gets paid at least $50,000 a month from a corrupt company run by a corrupt oligarch solely because he is the vice president's son. The vice president, who literally was the most conflicted guy out in the Obama administration.
And this issue's been raised. It was raised before the president brought it up.
John Carl this weekend with Representative Lee Zeldin. Zeldin just ripped him a new one. It was fun to watch. Hey, welcome back into the show. We might have an answer to the question that's eating at everyone's mind. Where's Hunter? We're doing our Where's Hunter t-shirt giveaway again this hour, so stay tuned for that. You may be one of the lucky ones to win your very own Where's Hunter t-shirt. We're going to be giving two of them away every day this week until we get to the bottom of this dilemma that seems to perplex journalists everywhere. It's all coming up right now. Let's get to our guests, please.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
All right, Jesse Jane Duff with us this morning, jessejaneduff.com. How are you?
Hey, good morning, motivator. We're going to have a long week because we got a lot of stuff to look forward to on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You know, William Barr is going to be releasing this IG report, and according to Maria Bartolomeo, she basically said it's as big as a phone book. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I am excited. And, you know, that may be the answer to the other big question from the past couple of weeks here is what else is going on that the Democrats, the liberals in Congress and the Democratic Party want to distract us from with an impeachment inquiry? What the shiny object. And it sounds to me like this IG report may be it.
You know, the IG report is going to be a bombshell. There is no doubt in my mind that they're going to reveal that the sources for the Steele dossier were never held criminally liable, that the FBI had colluded essentially to undermine a duly elected president. There is massive evidence of that, that there should be accountability. We got James Comey still trying to come out and claim he wants to help. Oh, really? You've caused enough damage, dear. And we're going to see how there were intelligence sources, intelligence leaders, I should say, in the intelligence community that had collaborated against the president. It's very unfortunate to me because there are still people within D.C. that claim to be supporting the president but will advocate very vocally against him. They will suggest that he's created this problem when, in fact, our own intelligence community leadership, I want to be clear on that, had collaborated. We saw that with Clapper, Brennan, Comey. I mean, need I go further? We also saw this with Loretta Lynch with the private conversations with Bill Clinton on the tarmac, and we saw it also with Eric Holder, the former attorney general. It just goes on and on, the extent of what their corruption is. And now, you know, what their distraction is they're trying to say that Trump is abandoning the Kurds when, in fact, these are the very people that said Bush lied and people died. I don't think they know what side of the tennis match they want to be on. They just want to be on the opposing side of whatever President Trump does.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, Jesse Jane, you might have heard in my intro there talking about where Hunter Biden is. And
then we
find out that, lo and behold, ABC News was able to finally find him hiding somewhere at his home in Los Angeles. And not a single other journalist in America apparently had the guts to go find the guy. If the guy's name had been Hunter Trump, There would have been satellite trucks parked at the end of his driveway for 2 months now.
If this was Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Ivanka Trump, or Tiffany Trump, it definitely would have been a full rampage of everything from the National Enquirer all the way up to the New York Times. They would have been out there stalking one of these kids. And kudos to ABC News. Kudos to them. Let's just, you know, I retweeted that. They tweeted that they put this information out. Donald Trump Jr. had tweeted it also out. And, you know, when they do something right, I hope that the MAGA people that support this president honor it. They see some movement with their hard work when they do it right. And Hunter Biden, I mean, I'm going to see a lot of this, like, where's Waldo coming out? Is he in China? Is he in Ukraine? Is he colluding with a cocaine dealer? Is his, we know that he got discharged out of the Navy a month after he was commissioned because of drug use. I mean, again, if this was one of Trump's kids, that would have hit the headline ages ago.
Right.
I don't understand it. It should be disgusting to any American that we had the former vice president's child advocating in a Ukrainian energy company to advocate and lobby the Obama-Biden administration. You know, he went over to China and they walked out with $1.5 billion deal. I mean, is Joe Biden just stuffing his pockets with so much cash that we just think, you know, that this is normal? Democrats, I'm sorry, you know, many of you are my friends. Accountable is accountable, but instead you want to go after the president for disclosing the corruption, and now it's like you're literally trying to make him the reason poor little Joe Biden had problems. This is just upside down logic.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that, Jesse Jane. No doubt about it. And it'll be interesting to see. You know, I think it's interesting that the president has no problem walking in front of a gaggle of reporters and taking all questions. Joe Biden came out in a very controlled situation, though, with a single reporter from ABC News in an edited interview so they can get out exactly the message they want to get out.
Because he can't defend his kid. He can't defend these deals. He knows that exactly what President Trump said on Inauguration Day, that more of these people have left the White House at wealthier than they were when they came in, at the profit off the backs of the American people. And I want to address very quickly about this Kurdish situation. American forces, please understand this, were never authorized to be in a combatant role. They were put in there by President Obama under the authorization to use military force against an imminent threat, which was ISIS. We were only authorized to be there to fight ISIS. And I'm astounded that Lindsey Graham and Adam Kessinger out of, I believe it's Illinois, or is it Indiana, have come out against the president saying that we are now causing these problems. We're not defending the Kurds. And I said, this is flagrantly wrong. If you wanted to go to war for the Kurds, then you need to put it on the floor of the Congress. And we know we cannot fight a NATO ally. That is absolutely impossible. And PKK has been identified by the State Department as terrorists. The only purpose we were there was to defeat ISIS, and they know it, and they're guilt-tripping Americans to shed more blood. The left is saying blood is on Trump's hands because we're not dying in Syria. As Syrians die, more of us need to die. They are really crazy because these are the very people that did not support the Iraq War, did not support Afghanistan when we had been attacked by Al-Qaeda.
Yes.
Again, I don't understand this, but, you know, don't tell me we ever abandon anyone. I've got monuments throughout Washington, D.C. that I see every day that honor Americans who died on foreign shores. None of them died in Baltimore, Chicago, Los Angeles, or fighting here in our shores. They were foreign shore battles. We've died and shed our blood.
It's great. It's a very valid point. I'm glad that you brought that up because I had Jim Carafano on the other day, and he was making a very similar point. Most people just don't understand it well enough, I don't think. Jesse Jane, I got to run. I appreciate your time.
Have a great week, motivator, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, you will. Jesse Jane Duff at jessejaneduff.com. And at Jesse Jane Duff on Twitter as well. Make it easier. A quick break. Back with our Where's Hunter t-shirt giveaway.